Okay, hello everyone, and we are back with a new series. This new series is based on interviewing new students, students that are often my friends from different universities, that will help new future students that want to apply into these universities make the right decision and understand what's it like to study in these new universities. So we have here the new guest is David, one of my friends. He studied with me in Oxford at St. Clair's, and I would like to introduce him. He studies in the University of Oxford Law. Hello, David.
Hey, Umbi, thanks for having me.
So I just wanted to go through the whole process, like the application and then the first day. What's it like to study in Oxford University? So let's start by the application. How did you prepare?
Okay, I think what is most important is that you think about what you want to write about in your personal statement fairly soon before the application process even starts, because what they're really looking for. So obviously I've made friends there and we discussed our personal statements as well. And I think the most common factor, which we all sort of did for personal statements, was that we went into quite a lot of detail about the subjects that we were going to study. So everybody would have gone to a lecture at a university about their subject, or would have read at least 2, 3, 4 books, and then would have just interlinked them in their personal statement, so that it makes a fairly detailed approach towards a certain specific part of the field that we are going to study. So the application process takes more time and more attention to detail than compared to other universities, I would say.
Yeah, and the application process consists in doing, it depends by your subject, right? But it consists in doing a TSA, a thinking skill assessment, and then the interview, of course. So how did you prepare for the thinking skill assessment?
So for law, you have to do the LNAT, the Law National Admissions Test, which is sort of similar. It's a lot of reading comprehension and a little bit of logic. So there's quite a lot of sort of textbooks which you can buy. I got one secondhand, and then I just did a couple of sessions just to get to know the overall structure. But what I should point out is that I've met quite a lot of people at the university now who've scored below average on their Law National Admissions Test and still got in. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. Obviously, try to do the best you can, but don't worry about it.
Okay, yeah. So they gave also a lot of importance to, of course, your personal statement and maybe your votes, your marks?
Everybody has very good marks. So, but yeah, that's not really something which you can outstand. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And once you got the email for Oxford calling you for an interview, what was your first emotion? What was your first thought?
I mean, I was excited at that time. I wasn't even sure if I wanted to go to that university or if I should go back to Germany. I was just kind of seeing where my journey would take me. But I was very excited. I was looking forward.
And about the day of the interview, what was it like? What did they ask you? Do you remember something particular?
Across all subjects, it was fairly similar. So for law, you would be given a sealed envelope, and then you would have a text in there, and then you would have 30 minutes to read that text and just think about it a bit, and then you would have an hour with two professors who would just ask you questions about the text, about general philosophical sort of questions, and about your personal statement. So it was much a conversation rather than you just telling them straight facts. So obviously it was you needed to remember facts from the text, but they really want to see you, or want to see how you think, because I remember that in my interview, I answered a couple of questions wrong, where they would straight up say, no, it's not like this. Yeah, think again. And then I would just, yeah, retrace my process. And then, yeah, okay, it might be this. And then they'll be happy with that. So don't be afraid to just be confident and answer questions.
Did you prepare for anything with anything? Like, did you read again the books in your personal statement or?
No, so my school offered mock interviews. Our school offered mock interviews for Oxford, and that was helpful just to get to know the just the outline a bit of the interview. But they wouldn't go into much detail about the personal statement, just maybe one or two questions they'd pick out and just try to remember the overall structure.
Perfect, thank you. It must have been a great like emotion and overwhelming everything. Also after the interview and when you've been accepted into the university. Which college did you choose?
I'm at Harvard.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay. And have you been living there with the pandemic or? Yes.
Yeah. So one weird thing about Oxford is that as long as you're sort of stuck somewhere and literally can't get out of your country, you're obligated to study on campus. So you can't choose. But it was nice. The first few weeks, I was actually able to meet up with people, get to know people from my course. Overall, freshest week was sort of on, and I met a lot of people from my year group in my college. And it was a good time. Some of the sports teams would also kick off, but then only for 3 weeks, and then lockdown started, obviously. But it was all right. It was a nice experience.
What's the first thing that impressed you about Oxford?
The people are not as weird as you'd expect. So I was very troubled thinking that I would not fit in at all because I don't know. I would obviously I'm a dedicated student, but I wouldn't say that I'm solely like I only care about grades. I don't care about any of my social life. I'm quite the opposite. And so when I got the offer and I accepted the offer, I was like, yeah, okay, probably for the next 3 years of my life, I'll be living with people who are not very similar to me. But that turned out to be completely wrong because everybody is focused, sort of. Everybody wants to achieve something, but the common goal is to have fun. So it's really like, yeah, okay, let's get our work done today and then just go crazy in the evening and just have fun in the evening. And I think it's a very nice approach.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like, and the people there, of course, are all really clever. So
it's mad. You really have like you have to be confident with yourself because otherwise you just see how clever these people are, and then if you start doubting yourself, it's already over. So just no matter how clever you actually are, just try to do your best.
Yeah. And what about your? I saw on social media there is an initiation in Oxford. What's it like? What did you do?
So it's one of these weird traditions. You get to wear something called a subfusc, which is the weird hat, and then sort of a gown, and then a white bow tie and a black suit. And then the vice chancellor of the university gives a speech, which obviously was online this year. And then that's basically it. So, and then just everybody in the city center, you would just walk around and everybody's just in this very, very fancy dress code. It's quite an amazing experience, but it's a bit unnecessary. It's one of these traditions which obviously show that the university has, was a bit dodgy in the past. And but it's nice. It's an experience.
Yeah, following on what you just said, is there, for somebody, it might also be a dream being Oxford University, but like, is there anything that you might not like about it that you would? It's amazing, of course, but is there something that doesn't?
Yes. So what I So I got in touch with a couple of other law students from other colleges, because what you have to understand about Oxford is that the colleges couldn't be more different. So studying at Hartford is one of the most left-wing, one of the most liberal colleges, and basically everybody is very, very progressive, and everybody, like, nobody cares about ethnicity. Most people are, nobody would be a Tory voter or anything. But then if you look into other colleges, you do find imperialist people. You find very, very nationalist, conservative, just, yeah, elite, coming from a very elite background. So you should really spend time reviewing the college that you apply to, because if you end up in a college such as Christchurch or Merton, there are weird people around you which you just wouldn't want to associate, or at least I wouldn't want to associate with. And also in terms of the ranking, so there's this like inter-college ranking, how many people get first, etc. And the colleges at the very top, so Merton, St. Kitts, etc., they really work you to death, and you have very little social life. So I would definitely, as long as you're not going for that, I would definitely recommend you choosing a college which is not in the top 10, because otherwise it's just a different experience and you just have to work so much harder.
Okay, yeah, that's nice insight. We often do not look for that. What about the teaching structure? So could you tell us more about that? So
yeah, that's the aspect that I love most about it, because obviously English universities are very, very expensive, but in Oxford I sort of have the feeling that I get my money's worth. So what we would have is, last term I studied criminal law and Roman law, and we have one tutor for each subject, and each week one tutorial for both subjects, so like two tutorials in total per week. And my tutorial would be with one other tutorial partner and the professor. And then you would just be there for 2 hours, right with this person who is such an expert in their field. And you would have a reading list to do, you would have an essay to write, which is quite a lot of work. But then when you're in the tutorial, it's just a great discussion. You just talk about the subtle details between between different views of academics, etc. And you just, I feel like you learn a lot more, and it's much more guided. From what I heard from other friends at university, you sometimes feel a bit lost. You don't know exactly how much work you have to do or what is the most important part of this subject, etc. But there you can ask your professor every single week, what is the most important part about this? Or you could write them an email at any time of the day. And it's just very, very personal. And I think it's a great learning environment.
Did you meet your tutor in person or online?
Yes, so we had a short meeting with both of them at the start of the term, but then everything else was online.
Yeah, it's understandable. Yeah. And what about the lectures? Is it all online, right?
Yeah, lectures were all online, but they're for the entire university, so they're not college specific. So usually that would be a point where you could, sort of get to know all the other lawyers from the other colleges. Sadly, that's not possible at the moment. But the interesting thing is that for lectures, at least for law, we have so little to do. So on average, we'd have 3 lectures a week, which is basically nothing.
Yeah,
it's okay. Just the reading is very extensive, and you just spend hours and hours and hours of reading. But it's interesting. It's fun.
Okay, that's nice. It's amazing. Often people do not know how it works, how the university really is, and you are really helping us. Really helping.
I'm trying my best.
Now we pass to part of the interview that if you don't want to do, it's fine. It's a kind of a new thing. We want you, I would like to you to rate out of 10 the campus, the social life, the work you have to do, the course. So if you want to start through the campus, of course, it's one of the most amazing campus in the world. So
it's cool. It's cool. I would say at least my room is very, very small. The food in the dining hall isn't great, but we have very, very good kitchen facilities, so that sort of makes up for it. I mean, yeah, it's just great walking out of your door and you're right in the middle of such a historic city center. So I'd probably say like it's probably an 8 out of 10. It's good.
Okay. What about the professors and the way they treat you, as a fresher?
I really like the professors, and what I heard from all the other people, I don't know, from any other course, they are also very, very happy with their professors. So I doubt that you'll find better professors, at least because they are all very, very young. Both of my professors are 35, I think, 36 maybe. And they're just very, very close to you and don't judge you. Like, you actually laugh with them during your tutorials. It's great. It's probably a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
It's not comparable. Amazing. Yeah.
And what about the social life? You already told me a bit.
It's nice. I think it might be more exciting in other cities. So I imagine that if you're in London, you just do more exciting stuff, just fancy parties, I don't know. But then on the other hand, it's nice that everything is very close. So if I want to see my friends, it's a 30-second walk, or I just walk into the other room. And it's just very, concentrated, and you can have fun at any time of the day because just everybody's around. But in the end, you have to find your right people, because it's sort of like 50% of the people will just be studying, and then the other 50% are fun and good to hang out with. So it's probably like, I think a 7 out of 10 or 6 out of 10, it's probably reasonable.
I can tell you now, right now, with the pandemic going on, it's a bit hard to have social life also in London. So but hopefully it will get better with the vaccine. So. I wanted to ask you, I know it's not related, but like, what do you think about the vaccine being developed in Oxford? Did you have any insights about that? Or
To be fair, I caught COVID 2.5 weeks ago, and that's why I had to postpone my travel back to Germany for an entire week and a half, which was a bit of a pain, but I didn't have any symptoms. I'm feeling great.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah.
It's fine. It just happens. To be fair, I think for young people, I think it's more risky to take the vaccine than not taking the vaccine, just because there's so many side effects or autoimmune diseases which could develop from the vaccine later on that we just don't know about it. For older people and for vulnerable people, I think it makes sense because COVID will not just go away, and we have to continue with our lives at one point. We can't just live in a world where every 2-3 months we have a lockdown. It just doesn't work like that. So I think, I mean, for us, I'm not sure. It's everybody's decision, but I'm reluctant.
What about the as a final question, just wanted to ask you, a typical day of an Oxford student, what do you do? When do you wake up? I think it might be interesting to people understand.
I guess I'll take a day with the tutorials. So on a Tuesday, I'd wake up at 9. I would have breakfast, then prepare for my tutorial, just an hour, just go through the reading list again, reread my essay, just so that all the facts are very just ready to go. From 11:30 until 1, I would have my tutorial. Then I would have lunch. I'll probably just cook something for myself, and then after lunch I'll just relax a bit, and then 2 to 3 hours of reading, just some cases, some of the textbook stuff, probably And then it depends if I have an essay due the next day or the day after tomorrow or something like that. I would write in the evening, probably until 9, just 2-3 hours. 3 hours. And then I would just hang out with my friends for a bit and then go to bed at, I don't know, 1 maybe. I think that's reasonable. It really depends, because for law, it's not that much work. It's just that you really have to understand all the basic concepts. But for example, a friend of mine is doing chemistry and she's in a lab literally for 10 hours a day and just can't get away. It's so different. It really depends on the subject.
Okay. Thank you very much, David. Very, very useful. And
thank
I want to congratulate with you for everything, and I hope everything will be sorted out with the pandemic, and I want to tell you also good luck for your studies.
I appreciate it, you
Thank
too.
You very much, David.
I'll see you soon.
See you.